Have you ever heard the words either lot or barnyard? Mm-hmm. Talk about raising cotton. When people were in the cotton field, you know, working with the axes and they're cutting away at the cotton. Have you ever heard that described in any particular way? They're doing what? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the expression chopping cotton? Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what kind of, if you're trying to weed out this grass in a cotton field, do you have any idea what kind of grass that would be? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Johnson grass, or couple birds, or crab grass.
Uh-huh.
You would say that cotton and corn grow in a what?
Field.
Okay. Is there anything else that's similar to a field but maybe different in size?
Meadow.
Okay. Did you ever read any of the Uncle Remus tales by Brer Rabbit?
Brer Rabbit.
Uh-huh. Brer Rabbit, when he wanted to hide from Brer Fox, he would hide in the briar. What? And where he is? Yeah, with the teeth, the briar.
Patch.
Yeah. Now, to you, is there any difference between a field and a patch?
Uh-uh.
It'd be the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright, talking about fences, a wire fence. Do you have any names for different kinds of wire fences?
Mm-mm.
Alright.
Let me see, what? I can't think of, No.
Okay, what about the kind that has a sharp wooden point?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Barbed wire fence.
Okay. Now, this is the kind of wood fence that you see sometimes around people's yards. It's usually white.
Picket fence?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a fence that was made out of split rails that was laid out in kind of a zigzag way? Mm-hmm. You ever heard of a rail fence? The things that you dig holes for when you're putting up those barbed wire fence, those are the what?
Posts.
Okay, just one of them would be it.
Posts.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a fence or a wall around here made out of loose stone or rock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had to call it something, what would you have to call it?
Oh, stone fence. Uh-huh.
You don't have those, right?
Mm-mm.
All right, go ahead and see some things about some utensils and materials. How about your mother's best dishes that she's had in company? She would probably get out the best for it.
China.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of an egg made out of that thing?
Uh-uh.
Okay, but if you had, it would be what kind of egg?
China egg.
Okay, that's just what I feel. All right, if you're going to the well to get some water, what would you carry it?
Bucket or pail.
And if you're going to milk the cow?
Pail. Bucket.
Very different.
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What
would
it be made out of?
Plastic or metal, maybe.
You ever heard of any kind of container that people kept around the kitchen that they throw scraps into the feet of the hog?
Mm-hmm.
Or the slop bucket?
Mm-hmm.
What would you want to fry an egg, fry a piece of ham, what would you fry it in?
Skillet.
Is that all it in?
Frying pan.
Okay. Now this is a great big black iron thing that you used to see out in the country in front of people's houses. They would boil water in, or boil potatoes, or boil their clothes.
Kettle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do they call it, a wash pot?
Uh-uh.
What would you call the vessel, the container, that you would put cut flowers in just to display them in the room?
Flower pot, vase.
They're different things?
Yeah. Vase, you don't need dirt in your flower pot.
Yeah.
It's like they're growing in the pot.
Okay.